Salutations. My name is Misty. Welcome to the third season, the 20th episode of Choice, my experience building relationship with God. I have been prompted by the Holy Spirit to read out of the book of Daniel, the third chapter, New King James Version. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king. Look, he answered, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men, on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments afflicted, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Wow, I really enjoy the book of Daniel. Even though I've just shared 1 chapter of it with you in this particular episode, quoting a sentence in the narrative commentary that was written by the individuals that authored the Nelson Study Bible, I quote, The book of Daniel is a testimony to how God works out his purposes through his servants, even in the courts of pagan rulers. In this chapter, it is so extraordinary how our Heavenly Father, working through Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, demonstrates his power, his authority, that he is living and can interact in the atmosphere to show his existence through the manifestations of his actions, representing himself through those who trust in him. Nebuchadnezzar wanted people to bow to this idol that he created, an idol that could not hear, could not see, could not respond or do anything for Nebuchadnezzar, but just sit there. Multiple places in our Heavenly Father's Word in the Bible where our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, declares through his prophets, "To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we should be alike? They lavish gold out of their bag and weigh silver on their scales. They hire a goldsmith and he makes it a god, small g. They prostrate themselves." Yes, they worship. They bear it on the shoulders. They carry it and set it in its place, and it stands. From its place it shall not move. Though one cries out to it, yet it cannot answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Our Heavenly Father spoke that through the prophet of Isaiah in regards to the idols that have been made in times of antiquity and since then. Understand, loved ones, our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Heavenly Father, he has the ability, he has the power and the authority to change the hearts of those he raises up in rulership. And throughout his word, he states, declares, and decrees that it is he alone who raises up kings, who raises up those who are in authority. And just as he raises up kings, he can also tear down kings. And he has done so. Those that he has allowed to be an authority, but yet turned away from God and decided to do things their way, or to decided to go against the ways of God. Our Heavenly Father has the ability to change the hearts of those who are in authority, just as he has changed the direction of the flow of how rivers are turning and winding through valleys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had experiences, previous experiences, with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They knew him. Daniel speaks of one of the previous experiences before chapter 3. It talks about when they were offered the food from the king's table. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 5, New King James Version, says, "And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Going down to verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And basically, the way the rest of chapter 1 goes is Daniel basically makes an agreement with the chief of the eunuchs because he doesn't want the chief of the eunuchs to get in trouble. And he says in the 12th verse of chapter 1 of Daniel, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants. And it goes on to say in verse 15 of chapter 1 of Daniel, and at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacy. Not only did they experience our Heavenly Father's moving through them choosing not to eat food that wasn't part of the way that they would eat, and God honored that, and they came out looking healthier and better than those who ate of the king's delicacies at the end of the 10 days. Also, our Heavenly Father blessed Daniel, who was renamed by the chief of the eunuchs, Belteshazzar. Our Heavenly Father, God, blessed Daniel. He blessed Daniel by giving him the interpretations of the dreams that our Heavenly Father was given to Nebuchadnezzar when he was sleeping. Not only did our Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, give Daniel the interpretations of King Nebuchadnezzar's dreams, he also gave him what the dream was. Because King Nebuchadnezzar, when he called all of his wise men and counselors and soothsayers, etc., 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 he told them, I'm not going to tell you what my dream about. He was like, you're supposed to know. You know, this is why I have you here. So you're going to not only tell me what the dream meant, but you're going to tell me what the dream was also. And could none of them in his court, none of his own people that he had appointed in his court to advise him, could tell him. And then came Daniel, who had been renamed Belteshazzar. In this episode, I've only covered chapter 3 plus the first two chapters of Daniel. The main pieces I really want to highlight here is how our Heavenly Father is there for us, that there's nothing too hard for him. However, we need to establish, to foster, to nurture our personal, individual relationship with him. It's for our benefit. Each of us can experience our Heavenly Father for ourselves. And in doing so, we can enter into places that he will bring us where there are no limits and no boundaries in him, in all that he will walk with us through. Understand, loved ones, I'm not saying that in walking with our Heavenly Father through Yeshua, through Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is going to be absolutely perfect, a total bed of roses, blue skies, and sunshine, and birds chirping all the time. However, what I am letting you know, that when those times of testing come, as we're walking out our journey and getting to know him by apprehending the time and sitting with him in our secret place, in his word, talking with him, giving his word back to him in our prayers, being quiet before him and learning to listen to what he wants to share with us, and learning how to understand the promptings of the Holy Spirit so that we can walk increasingly victorious through our days as we get to know our Heavenly Father. Psalm chapter 9, verse 10, New King James Version says, "And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." God is real.